Hello, this is Jeff Buckles again with the Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministries. We're in the story of Joseph, have been for some time now. We've seen Joseph sold into Egypt. We've seen Joseph rejected of his brethren. We're going to see what is looking like a better time in Joseph's life now as he goes up with Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, into Egypt, and he begins to work for him. Now, we skip the chapter in Genesis chapter 38, which is about Judah. And since we were carrying on a study on people, I thought rather than take up a whole chapter on another person, I would just skip over and stay on the subject of Joseph. There, at times, I have taken and brought characters in that were in the text, but since it's such a long chapter of 30 verses, I don't want to stop and put it in right now. Now, the Lord did that on purpose, but taking up character studies here, I'll just stay with Joseph. Now, if you have your Bible, or if you have a Bible, we're in Genesis chapter 39, looking at the person of Joseph. Let's begin with a word of prayer again. Father, we thank you that we have men like Joseph to look at, to give us some guidance in life. Father, you said that all these things happen to these people as examples to us, who afterward would be heirs of salvation, Father, who are saved, that we might learn, Lord, both to do what is right and not to do what is wrong. Father, we just pray that you might teach us today. Father, again, that we might see your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, in all of this, the faithful servant, our Lord Jesus. And we pray again that you would teach us how to be faithful servants to you, even in a world of sin, in a world that doesn't know you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now we see here Joseph, a faithful servant to Potiphar. Now is Potiphar a man of God? Absolutely not. Is Potiphar a Christian? No. Is Potiphar a Jew? No. Is Potiphar an idolater? Yes. Is Potiphar an evil man? Most likely. But does Jacob, because of all this, reject him, reject his authority, reject his position? No. Jacob remains a faithful servant in spite of all these things. God has never given his people, especially the church, the authority to reject one and to quit following one because he is not what he should be. And how much more pertinent is this today than ever before? We're still told to avoid evil and not to be partakers of another man's sin, not to encourage it, but to rebuke it. But yet, we're not told to quit being the servant that we're supposed to be in the process. Joseph teaches us a lesson on this. He teaches us that tender balance between knowing when and when not to obey those in authority over you. He teaches us how one takes the punishment if they do something wrong, and sometimes when they don't do something wrong. Now it says that Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of the Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, brought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, or bought him out of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down hither. Here now the Ishmaelites, which bought Joseph, had brought him down to Egypt, and they're selling him to Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh's captain of the guard. And the Lord was with Joseph. Notice this statement. This is going to be said over and over again. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him and made him overseer over his house. And all that he had, he put into his hand. And it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer of his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not aught that he had, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. Now here, Potiphar has taken Joseph, he has taken him into his household. Now he had seen that the Lord was with Joseph. You know, when the Lord's with a man, it becomes apparent. Well, Potiphar sees this, and he's a man with some sense. He sees that the Lord's blessed in everything that Joseph does, so he says, Joseph, I'm going to put you in control of things. And he makes him overseer of his house. And he sets him over all of his house and over all that he had. And the Lord blesses the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And he had left it again in all that he had in Joseph's hand, and all he knew about was the bread that he ate. Now Joseph here, we're going to find that he has done this way again later on, but here Joseph's life is looking like it's really looking up for him in the world. He's in a nice home. He's in control of the whole situation. Here Joseph is the faithful servant who is doing all that he is told to do. He's being perfectly obedient. He is in a place of blessing. All his needs are met. All the needs of his master's house are being carried out. And Joseph has got it made. There's one problem with Joseph. It says that Joseph was a goodly person and well-favored. Joseph was a good-looking man in the words of today. A handsome man. A well-built man. Well, it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph and said, lie with me. But he refused and said unto his master's wife, behold, my master doesn't know what is with me in the house, and he has committed all that he has in my hand, and there is none greater in his house than I am, neither has he kept back anything from me but you, because you are his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? I want you to notice this. Here, Potiphar's wife sees Joseph. She notices he's a good-looking man. And she looks at him. It says she cast her eyes on him and she says, lie with me. She wanted him to sleep with her. Now, in our culture today and in our situation today, that has become something of a normal thing. People think it's as normal today as evidently they thought in that day, that, well, if they look good and if they're nice and it doesn't really matter whether you're married or not, then he should sleep with her. Well, the world makes us to think that this is something that is normal today, that this is okay. If you feel good, do it. If it looks good, do it. Well, Joseph has the perspective of a man of God in this situation. What does Joseph say? Joseph says, how then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Joseph knew no matter how good a situation looks, no matter how normal it is to the society, and no matter who offers it to you, that if it is against God, it is sin. And it is wickedness, and it is against God. David, King David, when he sinned with Bathsheba, had her husband killed, committed adultery with her, he ended up saying to God, against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this great wickedness in thy sight. Psalm 51:4. Here, the wickedness of adultery is a sin against God, Joseph tells us in Genesis 39:9. And David repeats to us in Psalm 51:4. Men and women, if you're even contemplating it, turn away before it's too late, because it is a sin against God. Well, let's see what Joseph does about this situation. You may say that it's too hard for me. Look, I'm in this situation every day, day after day after day. This is a nice-looking person. They're great. They're good to me, and they're wanting me to sleep with them. They're wanting me to go out with them, and I'm married, and I just can't keep on resisting it. And this was the position Joseph was in day after day after day. And Potiphar's wife wouldn't have been a very ugly woman, because Potiphar was of some influence in Egypt, and he would have had a nice-looking wife. But Joseph, nevertheless, it says in verse 10, it came to pass as she spoke to Joseph day by day, that he hearkened not unto her, to lie with her, or to be with her. And it came to pass about this time that Joseph went into the house to do his business, and there was none of the men of the house there within. Here Joseph puts himself in a dangerous position already, but he's ignorant of it, evidently from the text here. He goes into the house to take care of his business, and while he's in there, he doesn't know, but he is alone. There's no men in there. Well, she called him, it says in verse 12, by his garment, saying, lie with me. And he left his garment in her hand and fled and got him out. And it came to pass, when she saw that he left his garment in her hand and was fled forth, that she called unto the men of her house and spake unto them, saying, see, he hath brought in an Hebrew unto us to mock us. And he came in unto me to lie with me, and I cried with a loud voice. And it came to pass, when he heard that I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled and got him out. Now notice what has happened here. What do we do when we're in a situation like Joseph is in? What do we do when we're at work? And I'm speaking to Christians today. I'm speaking to everyone today. What do we do when we're in a situation at work and someone, and it may be a very pretty person or it may be a very handsome man, and they're continually pressing us. Why don't you just, there's nothing wrong with it. Look all around you. Everybody's doing it. Watch TV. Look what, everybody's doing it. Look, we're just going to go out. It's harmless. There's nothing wrong with it. I just want to be with you for a little while. And Joseph, of course, said, I'm not going to be with you. And that's what we would say. No, I'm not going to do it. Just turn it down. Well, it continues after time. And Joseph does what is the safest thing to do, what is the absolutely, if there's any advice I could give you today, it is to flee, to run, to leave everything behind and just get out of there. Hightail it. Men and women, I don't want to see anything but the bottoms of your shoes. Get out of there. If you're in this situation, that is the best answer. The flesh wars against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh so that you cannot do that which you would. The old flesh, if you're saved today, is warring against the spirit of God in your heart, and you've got to be careful. There comes a time in our lives, and especially in a sin such as this, that we just have to flee the scene. We just have to get out, and this is what Joseph does. And Joseph gets out. And as far as God's concerned now, Joseph is vindicated. Joseph is A-okay. He got away. But, in the process, he made Potiphar's wife mad. Here Joseph was living the good life, and all he had to do to keep on and to prosper in this place was to sneak in so privately with this woman and spend time with her, to sleep with her, and nobody would know. And by doing this, Joseph would step up in the world, and he would have everything that he wanted. He would have his cake and eat it too, if you will. But Joseph saw something far bigger than just the pleasure of sin for a season. Joseph saw something more than just the good time that he would have with Potiphar's wife for a short time. He saw in the light of eternity, and he saw in the light of God. He saw that he wanted to be pleasing to the Lord and not to men. And he saw that his life wasn't his own. He was bought with a price, and he was not his own. He belonged to God. He also, at this time, belonged to Potiphar. Joseph remained faithful as a steward of God, and he fled from Potiphar's wife, and he got away. And here, the good part of Joseph's life comes to an end, if you will, at least for this time. Joseph, who was over Potiphar's wife now, his wife turns him in for trying to rape her. Where is Joseph going to end up? And you may be in the situation today that you did what was right and everything's going wrong. Well, I think we can draw hope the next time from Joseph's situation. As bad as it got, the Lord was with him. This is Jeff Buckles with the Two Roads to Two Destinies Ministry saying goodbye.
Thank you, Jeff. If you have any comments or questions, please call us this week at 879-5695. Join us tomorrow. Rhodes, New Testament Radio.